Алексей Ильич, how should we read the spiritual literature? It's a good question. We should know how to read the Holy Fathers. Unfortunately, we are not used to reading them. We are used to reading different novels, adventures, fiction. Sometimes we can read a huge book and read it all through. I remember as a child I read Three Musketeers or Tom Sawyer's Adventures. But you should read Holy Fathers differently. As a rule, you can only read a few pages of the Holy Fathers, but very carefully thinking about everything you read, so that it remains at least to some extent in your conscience. Because sometimes you read and it goes just beyond you, past you. So, if we have any questions, if something is not clear, then you just write down all the questions you have about it, and then when you speak to a priest, when you have some meeting, and priests are supposed to hold these meetings every week, otherwise he is a sacrificer and not a priest. So, these questions, you're welcome, please ask these questions, and you should read the Holy Fathers in a way the Holy Scripture says, when you find the honey, eat it in due measure, because if you overread, you will vomit. So, reading Holy Fathers is really difficult, so we need gradually to get used to doing it, little by little, with awe and attention and asking questions. Everyone who is constantly reading the Holy Fathers says that you don't only just get the right thoughts from them, but you also get the God's grace, the influence of the Holy Spirit. Please read the letters of Saint John Alexeyev of Valam. They are so simply written, but you feel God's grace. Saint Hagman Nikon Vorobyov, Saint Ignatius Brenchaninov. Every Orthodox Christian must have these books on a shelf. And if you don't read, you will at least see these books every day and remember what you should do. So you see something amazing happened in our country when suddenly not only the Orthodoxy was allowed, but also a lot of Orthodox literature is being published. So that's what we should read, and not just some stories about miracles or apocalypse. Some people only need apocalypse and nothing else. No, we need to read the Holy Fathers. Abba Dorotheus, John Climacus, Isaac Cyrene, John Chrysostom, who explains perfectly well how you can understand the Holy Scripture. Of course, he wrote a lot, it's not so easy, but at least when you have some questions, some particular place, you just open it and find out. And regarding the epistle of Apostle Paul, there are the explanations of Saint Theophan the Recluse. because Apostle Paul was a very rare, wise, talented man, and his language is not easy. So, if you have questions, just open Saint Theophon, this chapter, this line, and that's how we should read the Holy Fathers.